Davis is probably lying, and Greta Garbo is probably crying, while Robert Taylor is locked in her dying embrace. Chico and Groucho and Chaplin and Lloyd are all super. Sweet Mickey Mouse, Shirley Temple, and dear Jackie.
Let's go to the movies. Let's go see the stars. I'm joined in studio by our resident movie critic, Mr. Kevin Suarez, regular-sized Kev. Kev, good morning.
Good morning, Sean.
We're talking about a couple of flicks this week. Interesting choices, actually. All About Eve and 2040, a documentary. Which one are we talking about first?
Let's talk about the theatre, All About Eve.
So I understand this is a theatre piece that's been filmed based on a 1950 film, All About Eve, that was originally based on a short story. So this has got a little bit of an interesting life behind it.
Yes, so basically it's the vice versa of that older movie, the movie being about the theatre. This is now a theatrical performance filmed as a movie.
Okay, so the original All About Eve, it's been called one of the greatest films of all time, and I must admit, I'm not at all familiar with it.
Yeah, no, it was filmed, well, at least set around the 50s and 60s, around a theatrical performance where the main character realizes that the theatrical performance that she has been performing for at least one or two decades, she realizes that now she is sort of becoming a bit of a dwindling starlet, that she is getting too old to play this performance, but she doesn't want to let go of it. But then Eve comes along, and Eve is turning out to be a more than suitable replacement to the older actress's horror.
Okay, well, the play performance that has been filmed, what did we think?
I really enjoyed it. It has Gillian Anderson and Lily James sharing the stage, with Lily James playing Eve. I really enjoyed it because I thought that the story itself was pretty interesting. It's a very timeless sort of story about the theatre, even though the theatre nowadays, in the story, they say the theatre's going to stick around forever, TV and movies, no one's going to want to watch them. I'll admit that comment maybe was a little bit dated for the theatrical performance, but I thought that the story itself and the themes of celebrity were very timeless. I really enjoyed a lot of the stage production as well, so having a camera on the stage I thought was very useful because, surprisingly, the stage was very intricately set out. So then one part would be a bedroom, another part would be a sort of living room, another part would be the kitchen, and then this one camera would go around and you could see what the camera was filming up on a big screen. So then that way, if, for example, two characters were talking over the telephone, the camera would be showing one person on one end and on the stage you could see someone else, which I thought was a very unique idea to take, especially since it was adapting a movie which I guess didn't really have a theatrical adaptation in mind.
Clever use of space.
Exactly.
Any drawbacks?
Just a minor one. I thought that a couple of the scenes, not that many, I thought that they sort of drew out a little bit too long. They could have probably been a bit more concise in some of the scenes.
Okay, well there you go. All About Eve. The film production of a theatre production based on an old film, based on a short story. 2040, this is a documentary regarding climate change, I believe.
Yes, it is. So it was directed and starring Damon Gameau as himself. So it's a very unique documentary because he is essentially playing himself in the modern day with his child. And he's, the whole movie sort of has this sort of framing device where it's like the movie is him sort of like putting a video of what he wants 2040 to be like for his child, right? So then he's saying, oh, there are so many different ways for us to prevent climate change or to minimize the effects that it has. And then he outlines them, but it sort of takes on a sort of story like as if he's telling his child about the current climate condition and about how he wants the world to be when the daughter receives this message in the year 2040.
Sounds incredibly confusing. What did we think?
I thought that the story itself was, for this documentary at least, was very unique. I thought that it was a very unique take on documentaries. And I really enjoyed the fact that it used sort of more layman's terms to try and describe what the current conditions are like, as well as trying to outline what all of these solutions to climate change were like, and speaking to experts about each of these individual possible solutions. And I thought that it was a very good way to try and make this movie appeal, especially using CGI to show all of these different versions of 2040 if they went along these specific routes. So for example, nowadays, if people started eating less meat, for example, then this is what 2040 would be like. Or if companies got involved and started minimizing the impact that they have on the environment, this is what 2040 would be like, and so on and so forth. And using CGI, I thought it was really well made.
Very timely film, especially, well, you know, I don't want to say unfortunately, but perhaps unfortunately following last weekend's federal election. Mm. 2040 as well. I remember a time, you know, you might be too young, Kevin. I remember a time 2020 was the future. That was Blade Runner. That was well into the future. And that's almost upon us now. 2040 is going to catch up with us just as quickly, I should imagine. So could be a little bit of an imposing sort of doco, I would think.
It was an imposing doco because it sort of gives a bit of a wake-up call for both people and companies to say that they definitely need to make changes. Although, admittedly, I'll have to admit that some of the changes that were being suggested would have, it's a bit of a tough sell for some of them, especially minimizing or completely cutting out meat consumption, which was one of the suggested ideas. A lot of people do enjoy eating meat, so I'm not sure if that would be something that a lot of people would immediately jump to. But and some of the other solutions would be a bit of a tough sell for companies as well. But optimistically, hopefully by 2040, one of these possible solutions ends up becoming a reality.
Optimism. Well, I guess we can use some optimism in our current climate debate. Kev, thank you very much.
You're welcome.